Someone who was referred to there, who I'm sure is still in good form, having been up most of the night, is Gavin Robinson, the MP for East Belfast. Gavin Robinson, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
And congratulations on being re-elected.
Thanks very much indeed.
You're now in a very powerful position. Have the Tories been in touch with you yet?
Not with me. I've had a debate programme. That's as close as it gets to London. When we asked people to vote for us, we were saying, make sure you get behind the DUP for a strong voice for Northern Ireland and Westminster. But I don't think any of us predicted just how strong our hand could be. And in many ways, we've ended up with the result that we campaigned for 2 years ago in the context of a hung parliament. But all of that's good news for Northern Ireland. It puts us in a great position to do what we need to do for the people that elect us and for everyone in this province.
So you expect to be a kingmaker here?
I think there is no way in which we would fail to use the leverage that we now have for the benefit of Northern Ireland. That's our job. When you go to Westminster, you do deals, you position yourself so that you're in the best place to deliver for your constituents and for this province. And the way the stars have aligned last night, it looks as if we're going to be in a good place to use that leverage.
One of George Osborne's former aides was saying that Northern Ireland have shiny new motorways and fabulous new hospitals and whatever. Do you have enough leverage to get everything you want off a Tory government?
Well, we're going to see how it pans out. And of course, we'll have to have discussions amongst ourselves as about what Northern Ireland needs at this time. As you and I both know and your listeners know, there is no selfish interest in pursuing benefits for the province as a whole. But key amongst those has to be the restoration of Stormont. That's what we want to see. And that's where our primary focus needs to be over the next 3 weeks.
This could lead to division, of course, at Stormont. If the DUP are in such a strong position, especially on legacy issues, and you've got the Tories by the lapels, Sinn Féin aren't going to be happy with that.
Well, I mean, even getting the Tories by the lapels, I mean, we're going to be responsible here. We're going to be responsible for the party, for the province and for the country. So we will use our position very carefully and we will use it very wisely. But our number one priority has to be the return to stable government in Northern Ireland.
But there's already so much division here that a more powerful DUP could cause even greater division within Northern Ireland.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with that analysis. I mean, we were talking last night about what position you'd want to be when you go into a negotiation. We want to be going into negotiations in a strong position, not a weak position. That's a good thing. That's what Theresa May was seeking in the Saudi election, and she didn't get it. But from a position of strength and from a position of confidence, we will go forward to get the best deal for Northern Ireland in London. But also we'll try and get the best deal here for the people of Northern Ireland through Stormont as well.
And everything in Northern Ireland will be led by Arlene Foster in terms of the DUP, will it?
Arlene is our leader. She's had a spectacular result last night.
You don't sense that there is a very difficult set of steps to be taken starting sometime this week here at home?
No, I mean, as you know, there are talks planned. The restoration of the talks are crucially important. Arlene is our leader and she'll be leading us into those with a renewed mandate and with a step of a spring of confidence in her step, because last night was a tremendous result for the party. You'll find Cephologists going back decades to find a time whenever the DUP got as much support across the province in all of the constituencies that we stood, even those that were unsuccessful. We greatly and significantly increased our vote, and that's 17 out of 18 seats. So that's a great place to be in.
And with great power comes great responsibility. You're confident that the DUP can act in a responsible way for everyone in Northern Ireland?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, people know who we are. They know what we stand for. But take Brexit as one example. We campaigned for it, but we recognise that there are challenges for Northern Ireland. When I was in Westminster and sat on the Northern Ireland Affairs Select Committee, we produced a balanced report that recognised that not everything is going to be rosy, but where there are difficulties, you have to face them. That's what Arlene Foster and Martin McGuinness managed to achieve in their letter to Theresa May back in the autumn last year. And if we are in a position to make sure that we can get the best deal for Northern Ireland on Brexit, then we will do that.
You're going to be in quite a good position to make demands in relation to the state of the border.
Well, I mean, there is uniform agreement about what should happen at the border. Nobody in politics, whether it's in Belfast, in Dublin, in London or in Brussels wants to see a return to borders of the past. Everyone wants to find a solution that sees the freedom of movement for people and trade, that we're not going to have customs barriers or posts that are going to frustrate day-to-day life between Northern Ireland and the Republic. So all of that's in a good place, but that's not going to be the DUP achieving it alone. That will be a collective effort from the representatives of Northern Ireland.
Gavin Robinson, thanks for joining us this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
Gavin Robinson, the re-elected MP for East Belfast.